So I called this hard truths in the vineyard. But before I get to what the hard truths might be for us in the vineyard, I want to reset this scripture so we remember what was going on. Jesus was still in the temple. He was in the temple with the chief priests, with all the leaders who bring the people of Israel to a knowing of God. This is where this parable took place. This is the second vineyard parable that we're hearing Jesus share with these leaders in their church. So that's the setting of this story as he tries to teach them what it means to be a follower, what it means to be a tenant in God's kingdom, what it means to be to bring the produce of that kingdom to the Lord in whom you declared your service to. So he starts by telling them about the master, who we would know as God. He starts to tell them about how God has this field, this community, and he's put a hedge around it, a fence, right? He plants a vineyard, fences it, even digs a wine press, and builds a watchtower. So this land, this vineyard, is important to God. And then he brings tenants in to care for the land. And he goes off to another country. So what we who are listening to this in the ears of one who is thinking what God is saying to us about our vineyard is that God has gone to other places to bring God's word, to plant other vineyards, to call other tenants to care for those vineyards. But here we are in this vineyard with our fence, our watchtower, and our wine press. And we're working this. So God then sends those who need to bring, because it's harvest time. There's always harvest time. Don't we get excited at harvest time? I get excited at harvest time because I get blackberries, I get winter squash, I get all sorts of things from everybody's gardens. Harvest time is great. Well, it's harvest time. And God wants that which can be harvested in the vineyard. So what do the tenants do? They don't load up all the trucks and everything and bring it to God. They kill the servants. They maim the servants. And I imagine those broken, bloody servants went back to the master and said, "They killed Joe." Sorry if there's a Joe listening. It wasn't you they killed. And so he sends more. And he sends more with more people attached, thinking, you know, a larger crowd, they won't be so aggressive. But they do the same to them because they want what's there. They don't want to give it to the Lord. They want that which they've reaped in this wonderful vineyard that God has created for them. They want it for themselves. They don't want it for God's glory. So he's thinking, well, I'll send my son. Now, this is where we stop as followers of Jesus Christ, who know that he has already died on the cross for our sins. He's sharing with the leaders of the church, with everyone who's listening, what's going to happen to him at this point in the parable. As he moves on and he says, so he sent his son, thinking they would respect him, thinking that sending his son, the world would be changed. Instead, they take him out of the vineyard, beat him up, and crucify him. Well, they kill him. We know that they crucified our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They didn't respect the heir of the kingdom. They thought if they killed him, they got it all. But what did they get? They got death. Those are the hard truths in the vineyard for them. Because they chose not to respect who the master was, they were killed, and new tenants came in to take care of the vineyard. So Matthew's telling us this story, but he's telling it to a community who are followers of Jesus Christ, who Jesus has at this point has died and has resurrected. So he's talking and he's telling them this parable because something's happening in that community. Something's happening that they need to hear this story. This story about what happens when we are given a vineyard to care for. When we are given people to care for, are we doing it for God's glory or our own? Are we creating our own kingdom, or are we thinking about the kingdom of God? And that was a question, a hard truth question they had to answer. Which were they doing? Were they trying to enhance their roles as whatever leader they were in the church? Were they trying to enhance their position in the community because of what they knew and said? Were they taking in the money to be used for the poor and using it for themselves? Those kind of things happen in the body of Christ. If we didn't admit it today, then we're participating in the same crimes. But I want us to move forward to today. You know, what is happening in the body of Christ today? God gave us a vineyard. God gave us the world. And Jesus came so that the world might be saved. So what we have to ask ourselves as the body of Christ, are we doing the work for the building of the kingdom, or are we doing things so that we get personal credit? You know, what are the hard truths we have to face as followers of Jesus Christ? The chief priests and the Pharisees heard these parables and they realized he was speaking about them. They realized that the sin that they were committing against God and God's covenant as a covenant people. Sometimes I think we have to stop and think about, in the midst of this time of new ways of being church, where are the places that we were more concerned about our own stuff and less about the kingdom of God? And how, as we move forward and pews begin to fill and we begin to regenerate and have new meetings and old committees, begin to think about how can we open our doors, remove our fences, and call people into this space and know God's love for them. But there's one other hard truth in this vineyard that I want us to talk about. Because maybe it's you and me, you and I who are the vineyard. What if I am God's vineyard? And who have I allowed in as a tenant? Have I allowed jealousy in? Have I allowed hate in? Have I allowed fear in? Have I allowed anything that causes me to be less than God has called me to be? So that the fruit that I can produce becomes bad fruit. God is calling us to be not only the tenants in his vineyard, but calling us to be the vineyards and allow him to do the work within us so that we can produce fruit. Jesus was telling this parable to leaders of his church. We know what the condition of the world is right now. And what I didn't share with our children that I was going to share was about a particular man, St. Francis of Assisi. This is his kind of month or week that we celebrate this feast of St. Francis. But often churches have blessing of the animals because we remember St. Francis with all the birds and the animals around him. But I want to tell you a different thing about St. Francis. In the time that a church was being built into a kingdom and an empire of its own, Francis saw that and said, no, the church needs to be poor for the poor. The church needs to be the place where people can come and be transformed by the love of God. The church needs to be the kingdom place for people to come and be transformed by God's love. It cannot be about building empires. It has to be about tearing down empires and building up the kingdom of God. So St. Francis seems to be one that we all know and love as the one who loved all creation. But God loves all of creation. God loves this world. And this world needs us to love it too. So take some time this week and look at maybe some hard truths within yourself. Where are you being a true follower of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Or where are you being one that wants to hold on to stuff so that you have some level of importance in the world? God wants to be the only important thing in this world and the only important thing in our lives. Take some time. There's some hard truths in the vineyards, and sometimes we need to do a little pruning. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.